This new record you are about to hear can be the most important record you have ever heard.
Okay, everybody, get over here. It's time for something important.
What is that?
The fantasy experience of a lifetime.
I've got a nice treat lined up for you.
Aging Mr. Satire, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Fine.
Then we'll leave you smelling.
As we attempt to blow the roof off of this.
It's gross.
And the smell of
the shit and the farts and the diarrhea.
Here's one we'd like to do. We certainly hope that you'll remember it.
May we remember what God said in his word.
And now I got the collie wobbles.
Glory be and amen.
I remember when the beer business was fun.
Well, it's time for throwing up.
And then you want to drop
feces all over
most of his face.
Especially between his teeth.
Check this out here. I'm going right into the face. Again, look at how close my butt gets.
She squeezed
a 2-inch log
into my mouth like candy.
He just loves chocolate.
Shit, and so do you.
Hey, plumber boy, your worst nightmare has arrived. I got a little surprise for you here. Check it out.
Here's a big chocolate bar for you.
Don't just stare at it, eat it.
Imagine, visualize.
Picture yourself in a whorehouse.
There's shit everywhere!
I like it!
Just concentrate now.
The more you concentrate, the lighter it seems, and you're concentrating perfectly.
And I began to smell the odor.
Smells like an easy win.
As if there were a giant bouquet of balloons.
And they're filled with gas, too.
They were evacuating
3 ball movements every day.
I have a shit streak on the middle of my shirt.
Just then,
Johnny Mathis
began to talk,
ordering him to
lick it up.
I'll do it if he says it's all right.
Yes, it's perfectly all right.
But you should know
that Johnny
Mathis
may have to be beaten
so that we can
make him a slave
and to teach him to be obedient. Maybe keep him on a leash.
They would tie him prone on a table
and beat him with baseball bats while chanting,
"You will listen and obey."
Today, Johnny's learned that
he needs a good kick in the ass.
One of my jobs, I tell Johnny,
is when someone wants you to touch their private parts
in a perverted manner.
Now, look over here, Johnny.
I'm going to release you.
Then he looked down at
the sore places left by the ropes
and said,
"These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow."
And that's what I like.
For temporary relief of minor pain and stiffness, try the super fractionator,
which is hidden deep inside Castle Grayskull.
Meanwhile,
in the royal castle high on the hill,
Mom was having sort of these nervous spells,
and it's making her very ill.
Let's lose that appendix.
There it goes, in the toilet.
And in order to flush a toilet,
you will need to bring a few items from home, such as
glass and bones and teeth.
I like to wipe on glass.
I'm Ira Glass.
App wipe.
He told me that he masturbated
at your favorite toy store.
His wife masturbated
at the new Neiman Marcus that just opened.
And it was okay with God if I masturbated too.
At church, for example.
And he explained things to me in a language that I understood.
I can understand that, but to tell you the truth, I can't feel sorry for him.
Fuck, sorry.
Well, I may never forgive you, Batman.
And many people hold Batman responsible
for this wicked
cold-blooded murder.
Should you teach your children self-defense?
Hello, I'm Bob Ross.
From now on, I just don't care.
I don't care about the rights of robots at this point.
Fuck you!
Even the robots are smarter than you!
Waterproof mascara is smart.
It gives food a wonderful taste, and nothing is easier
and pleasant it is to eat in canned dog food.
This place is insane, mad.
Why don't you eat some
lipstick or other cosmetics?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It will still hurt for a while, but now he can go back and play some more.
And when you had an orgasm,
then you'll know not to make those mistakes.
The mistake that most women make is
assuming your sex organs are normal.
Because you know you have 5
balls
and a green
penis.
Just like Mom's.
And people freaked out.
And there they knelt at the wonderful sight.
But I think it's about time that young people and adults alike find out exactly
how many people ever fuck your mom.
The answer is obvious.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
And her poodle.
Mother always said,
"Oh, I've known an awful lot of people in my time."
In a perverted manner.
Most of them die on the way
to an occult bookstore
where they would do the autopsies.
And sometimes
they would tie him prone on a table
and held onto his 2
buttocks.
And you should see what happened to him.
He's to be transferred to the zoo.
These were some of the tragic sights that greeted zoo workers.
A woman showing up naked.
You got the biggest pussy I've ever seen.
Push your fingers in there, and it's nice and moist.
You're in the pink.
You should make sure you bring your finger all the way around.
If you don't like it, you can take it out.
I don't like it!
I'm
tired of this motherfucking shit.
Turn off that bullshit.